Welcome to the Amiga Ireland podcast. This is our Christmas Eve episode. We're all taking a very quick and sneaky break from our families to get together and talk about some Amiga stuff until we're noticed to be missing, and at which point we'll have to go back. I hope you're all having a lovely Christmas. Lads, have you any plans for the rest of the Christmas? Luke, how about you?
I'm a musician person, so I'll be listening to our Chiperia music disc, Christmas edition. I found it, you know, on www.poet.net, and of course the link will be in the show notes. And if you don't have your Amiga on you, and you are, for example, in your family in America or in Poland and Germany, Sweden, or any, you know, like other country, you will be able to find it on YouTube too. That music is going to be with you throughout the Christmas.
Lovely. Maybe we can play out this episode with a little snippet from it.
Yeah, why not? It's a really nice, you know, like a compilation.
How about you, Rob?
Once the madness dies down, I've planned to work on a game for my Amiga Future Blitz basic tutorials. So a little while ago, I wrote a very basic Tron style game. And yeah, since then, the tutorials have gone beyond that, and so I think I need to make a slightly more advanced version of that game. So that's what I'm going to be working on now, and I have 2 minutes to rub together.
How far in are you in those tutorials now in the magazine? There's been quite a few.
They're going over a year now. I've submitted part 10, so I think part 8 is in the current issue. So it, at the moment, it's looking like it's going to be 12 parts, which is a solid 2 years.
Wow.
Which is impressive, but it's like I can't believe I'm on issue 10 already, or installment 10. Mm-hmm. Which is it's flying by.
Yeah.
But that's the plan, is to get that and to finalize with the last part would basically just be the source of this game, and so we can type it in like the old days and play a nice, simple enough game, but something that demonstrates what we've been doing in the tutorials. Other than that, it's just going to be a case of trying to see as many friends as I can while I'm home, and getting drunk a lot, and and then the new year, I don't know if it's going to happen at all, but I've a couple of games that I've had and been playing over the last couple of years, like the newest Zelda and Elite Dangerous, and I just haven't had much time for them at all in the last while, so what with having a baby and all that, so hopefully I'll get a chance at some stage to catch up on them, because they're two games that I thoroughly enjoy, and if I can get that, then maybe even look at some old games I missed on the Amiga the first time around.
Okay, you've put me in a you give me a conundrum. I'll talk about that in a bit.
Conundrum.
My plan is, first of all, to stock up as much as possible on, you know, food and drink and whatever, so we don't need to go anywhere or do anything. And something I've never done is play the Christmas versions of some of the games. You know, there was a Christmas Cannon Fodder, there's Christmas Lemmings.
Yeah.
And even RoboCop is kind of a Christmassy game. Sorry, RoboCod is a Christmassy game because it's got all that snow. So I think I'm just going to play Christmassy kind of games. I've also got a box copy here of Theme Park, Airbus A320. Got A Train.
Right. Yeah, good one.
A Train is brilliant. I do like that.
Really good one.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned Elite there. I'm thinking, oh, geez, Frontier Elite is a great game. I should.
It is. After Elite Dangerous, I think Frontier Elite 2 is the game I've played more in my life than any other. I'd say I've put 600-700 hours into that game on the Amiga.
Yeah.
I played it for about 10 years.
it's amazing. Same here. I played it for years, and it became the only game I played actually for years. Like, my machine just had the floppy in it the whole time, and I would just turn it on, and it was like an Elite 2 console machine, basically.
Yeah. Oh, but, quality game.
Yeah. I don't remember actually that when we got the Commodore 64. I was so young when I got it, but the Amiga 600 came in the Wild, the Weird, and the Wicked package, and that was hiding behind the front door. I remember one Christmas, and it was absolutely amazing, and it came with such great games like Pushover, Formula One Grand Prix was in there.
Oh yeah,
and there was some other really good games. Oh, City Putty. When did you get your first Commodore machines, lads?
I think mine was C64, of course, and it was either July or August. I just don't remember which month, but I remember it was, you know, like in Poland with holidays, so it was either July or August, end of July or beginning of August, so not a very Christmassy time.
Yeah, but at least you had time to use it, you know, before you went back to school.
At that time, in Poland, it's, you know, like a middle of summer holidays, so it was a good time.
At Christmas, I didn't get any Commodore machines. I got an Atari 800 XL back in the day, and that was a great machine. Loved that machine, and basically I used that for years until it died a horrible death. Probably my fault. I had a couple of them. One of them had developed some sort of fault, probably due to me connecting stuff that should never have been connected to it. But then I got an Amiga, but that was with my first summer job. And so I probably got that in August or September or so. So not a Christmas thing, but I do remember Christmas Lemmings, and I love that, with the Christmas music and the little Santa hats on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, and then there was a second version of that had all the... I think it was the 93 version was the first one that I got. And then I got the 94 version, and that had all the levels of the 93 version in it, as well as a couple of new ones, which was great. So that's the only one I use now. I still have the original disc of that somewhere around, and it came in a box that looked like a present. I loved that. It was great.
Lovely. Yeah. What pack did you get, do you know?
The 1200 was... I can't remember the actual name, but I cannot remember. But it was the one that came with a cut down version of Wordworth and Deluxe Paint and Oscar and what else did it come with? It came with a couple of games, and weren't as memorable as the ones that came with the 600. Because later I got a friend gave me a 600, and he had the same pack as you had, and it came with F1 GP and Pushover, and instantly remember them because they are two excellent games. And I can't remember what else came with the 1200 that I had, because they were a bit meh.
Was it the desktop dynamite pack?
The one, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely, it was good, because it came with Deluxe Paint 4 AGA and Wordworth and Print Manager and a couple of other kind of serious programs that were pretty good. And, you know, I remember doing all my school projects in Wordworth then. But, yeah, can't remember the games now.
I think Deluxe Paint 3 was what came with the Wild, the Weird, and the Wicked pack with the Amiga 600, which is odd. Because the Desktop Dynamite, I think, was older. So,
but it had the it was the AGA version, you see. So that's why, you know, I remember it definitely being, you know, it was marked on the discs.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Deluxe Paint AGA, Deluxe Paint 4 AGA.
Myself and my daughter, sometimes she loves to watch certain games, like Soccer Kid is a big favorite of hers. She's actually a really good soccer player, actually. When she was seven, I was bringing my nephew to a soccer camp, and the guy who was coaching said she can join in if she wants, and she was able to keep possession of the ball with, you know, 20 young fellas trying to get it off her, like, you know.
Good stuff. Excellent.
Well. Yeah, it was cool. So yeah, she loves watching that entire game being played. She'll just sit there glued to it like she's 10 now.
good stuff. Yeah, I've just looked that up now. The Desktop Dynamite pack came with Wordworth 2, Deluxe Paint 4, and Print Manager, and this is from Amiga History Guide. It actually says, as well as the rather dire Dennis and Oscar games. So there you go.
Yeah,
I'd say they got a grand total of one play each, and that was that.
How about you, Luke? What did you get a particular... Did you get a standalone machine, or was it one of the packs?
I think it was a standalone machine at that time, you know. Mm-hmm. And I got it with my Final 3 cartridge and the TAS tape. It was pretty all right, I must say, at that time. Because the disk drives were very, very expensive. So we started with tape. Yeah, at that time.
Yeah, don't miss tape loading.
No, absolutely not. Especially, I remember that on Atari, it is really, really very slow.
Yeah. There were various hacks you could do because of the very nature of tape, it had a certain amount to give either side of the, you know, the speed, and you could, it was quite tolerant of the tape being sped up, and it was something that I experimented with a little bit, is increasing the power to the cassette motor and got to load things a bit quicker, but it was still a pain in the hole.
Yeah,
like the cassette is definitely painful, but at the same time, I can't just get rid of my cassettes. Like, I definitely like to stick on the odd one and then go and make a sandwich and stick on the kettle and stuff and come back and play.
Yeah.
CJ's Elephant Antics, the second one, I think.
Yeah, very, very nice game.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, really wonderful game. Just a bit of a kind of an overview of what to expect in the Amiga Ireland event in January this year. So there's going to be obviously some really fun stuff going on, like all every year. So we're going to have workshops for starters, and there's going to be a technical workshop delivered by Rob, and that's going to be based basically on, you know, on what the most demand is for. Last year we did a soldering workshop. This year it could be software, a soldering. I don't know. Have you given it any thought, Rob?
Well, the poll we had there a while ago, the introduction to programming came out top, but as to what exactly that entails, that's something that still has to be decided.
Okay.
But yeah, it'll be something along those lines anyway.
Okay, so it'll be Get Your Code On with Rob will be one of the workshops.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to do a music workshop. This year I'm going to do Music X. I'm going to show people how you can create a really cool song. So that's going to be the music workshop. There's also going to be a Sensible World of Soccer tournament, and whoever the winner of that is going to go forward to the global leaderboard. Last year the winner was Kenny Gaughan, which was funny because he actually set up the event. There's also going to be a stunt car racer competition, which is good fun, and we will definitely have skid marks going, because the amount of laughter that game generates when you've got two monitors joined together with eight players going simultaneously is just absolutely great crack.
Yeah.
So there's going to be some great events, and on the first night, the Friday night, we're going to the Silver Oaks, which is an Indian restaurant, caters to, you know, meat eaters, vegetarians and all that kind of stuff. So we're going there on Friday night, and on Saturday we've got a really nice pub, and it's called Gertie Brown's, and last year was mad. We ended up divided into two different groups, one who ended up in one venue, one in the other. I don't know how that happened, but it was very funny. We were phoning each other a lot, and the music was so loud we couldn't hear each other. I think that was the main problem, we couldn't communicate because of but this venue, the music level is low and we can hear each other talking, and of course we can go to the other places if you want to, but it's very close to the venue where the event is happening as well. It's like less than a 5-minute walk. Really nice old Irish pub with some of the old Irish memorabilia there, so, you know, especially if you're traveling from overseas, it'll justify your trip a bit, so you won't just be in a darkened hotel room full of Amigas, like.
yeah.
So that's the Saturday night. Then in terms of guests, we've got Trevor Dickinson from Aeon, and who knows, we might again have one of the new Amiga One machines that he's got, like we had last year. Eddie Carroll, who created Snoop DOS, we interviewed him recently, he's going to be there. Also, another nice unique Irish story emerging is that the first commercially sold computer game in Ireland was for the Commodore 64, and that author, Niall O'Brulcoyne, hopes to be there, not guaranteed yet, and he went on to become the mayor of Galway and then went to the Senate after that, so he's a very interesting guy. Neil Caffrey, who's an Aros developer, and he's responsible for Wi-Fi in Aros, among a lot of other things. He's a core developer, he's going to be there. And Rob Cranley, of course, yourself, Rob, is going to be there.
Yay.
Amiga Future magazine, and heading up the Scottish Amiga user group, which is great. And we're going to have the Robin Hood of Wi-Fi on Amiga, which is Luke Kucharuk. Also, Peter Schnapke, who runs Swordan.ie, he does retro supplies. Peter's a really sound guy, and he's got an addiction, I suppose it's fair to say, to Settlers, the game. He plays it a lot. He plays it at home. Yeah. He plays it online with other people, and he travels once a year to his best friend's house in England, and they go and get a few cans in the off license, and they spend the whole weekend playing Settlers together before he comes back on the plane. So yeah, so Peter will be there, and also Tomas Ankudowicz.
Ankudowicz.
Okay.
Tomasz Ankudowicz. Yeah.
Tomas is from the KA Plus magazine, which stands for Komoda and Amiga, which Commodore and Amiga Plus magazine. That's only some of what's to look forward to. We hope to see Nick Veach there too from Amiga Format magazine, and we're waiting for other guests to confirm, of course, who would like to be there. So go to amigausers.ie/tickets and book your tickets now. They're only €35. That covers you for the 2 days.
I just saying that Nick Veach would be there, I have this really clear memory of, you know, there was always a picture of him at the, you know, in the editorial section of Amiga Format, and I remember in one particular issue he had a flat t-shirt on.
No way.
Yeah. So like, I'm sure there must be some sort of Irish connection there, or maybe he just, you know, comes over the whole time. And but yeah, it'd be great to see him at the event. And if I have the magazines in my parents' place, so I'll see if I can dig it up.
But yeah,
hopefully Christoph from Amicast will make it again. We'll be there. We'll be doing an episode of the Amiga Ireland podcast. We'll be recording it in front of a live audience.
Yes, we'll see how that goes. Make for interesting listening after a few pints.
I remember last year, Matty Whittle, at the end of the event, he backed his car up and brought in 2 boxes full of Amiga software and hardware and donated it to everybody there. Also, like, so many other people donated stuff. I remember Colin Reed turned up and he brought an entire PA system from his band.
Yeah.
Kenny Gahan ran the SWAS tournament. Craig Harrison ran the stunt car racer and stuff like that.
And who brought the ZX81 that had a very important job of propping up the projector?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very important.
It did the job. Mm-hmm. Did the job anyway.
It'll be there next year. Either stop a table wobbling or hold a projector up, definitely. Yeah. We've got a small little present for everybody, which is the Amiga Ireland 2017 playlist, which is some Amiga inspired music. So this is all on SoundCloud, and you can get the link at our website, and we'll tweet it out and all that kind of stuff. All of these tunes were either created on Amiga, or they are reproductions of Amiga songs done with modern equipment. There's also one or two Commodore 64 ones, a couple of Mac Gray ones in there, modernizations. We've got Mike Clark in there as well. We've got a really nice version of the Cathedral level from Batman the Movie by Occam's Laser. We've got Chris Hulsbeck, of course. 30 songs, and so I hope you all enjoy listening to it over the holidays until we talk to you again in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for being with us over our few episodes.
Yeah, listen, take care everyone, and have a nice safe holiday, and get some gaming in if you can, and especially some retro gaming, and sure, we'll talk to you all in January.
Merry Christmas and a happy new year to you all. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Let's
Bye.
We're gonna play out with Chiperia Music Disc, the Christmas edition. Okay. Somebody has sent a print job to the office. Okay, I think it's done.
Brilliant.
Jeez.
Brilliant.
Yeah, we were hopeful that there'll be some other... Oh, for she knows I'm doing the podcast.